This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
Strategic momentum appears to be sort of with the Taliban. The Afghan security forces, though, are consolidating their forces. So part of this is they're giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The flooding has inundated much of the city and the surrounding area. Henan is a major logistics hub in central China and has a population of around 100 million. Since the weekend, millions of lives there have been upended as trains have been suspended, highways closed, and flights delayed or cancelled. Residents caught in the flood have taken shelter in libraries, cinemas, and museums. Schools and hospitals have also been cut off by waterlogging. The unusually active rainy season has led to the rapid rise of a number of rivers in the vast Yellow River Basin. Dozens of reservoirs and dams have breached warning levels, prompting about 100,000 people to be evacuated to safe zones. Weather watchers say it's the heaviest rain the province has seen in 1,000 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Australia's two largest states have reported sharp increases in COVID-19 cases, with more than half the country's population now under stay-at-home orders. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
New South Wales reported 110 new cases, up from 78 the day before, nearly 4 weeks into a lockdown of Sydney and surrounding areas to contain an outbreak of the Delta variant. Victoria clocked 22 new cases and a third state, South Australia, went into its first full day of a week-long lockdown on Wednesday. A year and a half into the pandemic, there's pressure on the federal government, which has seen its polling at its lowest in a year due to a sluggish immunisation program. Just over 11% of the population is fully vaccinated. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Wednesday that he took responsibility for both delays in the country's vaccination rollout as well as for the solutions to make up for lost ground.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the Games safe.
There is no zero risk in life. There is only more risk or less risk. And you have done your best.
Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event. Tedros says the pandemic is a test and the world is failing. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo, August 8th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.